This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
As often as we can at the end of a broadcast week, we like to gather together from the previous week's Issues Etc. interviews and conversations. A few sound bites. We listen for them in the course of our conversations, and when we hear something that we think, wow, that's soundbite worthy, we make a note of it, and then on Friday we gather them together, usually four of them, and get your input on it. We think that they're pretty interesting for a number of reasons, and we wonder if you agree. That's why we play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. The four soundbites we've got ahead of us on this Friday come from Ashley McGuire on gender equality harming women, Clark Forsyth on the Supreme Court as the National Abortion Control Board. That's an interesting take. Pastor Jonathan Fisk answering the question, will the church survive demographic winter? And Dr. Anthony Esselin on the state of much church music. We're going to play them for you. And then after you've listened, we need you to vote. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. Phone call voters get to vote first. You could also send us an email with your vote. We'll get it right here in the studio in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet with your vote at issuesetc. Or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We need to know which one you're voting for and why. The reason is very important, and where you're listening, facebook.com/issuesetc. We're also giving away the LPR bundle package. That's an Issues Etc. I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. It goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week on this Friday, February the 24th. Soundbite number one this week comes from Ashley McGuire. Here she is answering the question on why gender equality so often harms women.
Well, because I think every time you see the argument for gender neutrality or completely sex-blind treatment of men and women, you wind up seeing women get the short end of the stick, whether it's sexual assault on college campuses where women and men are being housed together, the military where women are being potentially conscripted into roles that they're not physically suited for, or at least have a higher chance of injury if they're performing, or whether it's women's safe spaces and private spaces being violated, and not just the restroom issue, but I give the example of a rape crisis center being forced to go all the way to the highest court for the right to keep it a female-only environment. So I think women especially prize their privacy and their right to be together as women. And that is under total assault in a culture that denies the differences between the sexes and the right to even recognize those differences.
That's soundbite number one. It comes from Ashley McGuire. Why gender equality so often ends up harming women. If you'd like to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, it needs your vote. 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or you can send us a tweet with your vote, @issuesetc. Soundbite number two comes from Clark Forsyth. We were talking about the Supreme Court, Roe v. Wade, and he made a comment about the Supreme Court being, as he says, the National Abortion Control Board.
The court, when it declared or issued its ruling in Roe versus Wade and Doe versus Bolton, the Georgia case, it didn't just strike down the Texas and Georgia laws. It wrote a new national law. The Supreme Court created themselves the National Abortion Control Board because they control abortion law, they control abortion doctrine, they control abortion policies, and this ultimately the standards that apply to any abortion clinic in any town or state across the country. And it's an absurd role for the justices. They can't perform that role like conscientious public health officials in, you know, any other town or state, apply to any other medical procedure in the country. And I think that even last year, you'll recall in June, the court struck down Texas health and safety regulations. And I think that decision, however an unfortunate loss it was at the time, shows that the justices are just incompetent to be the National Abortion Control Board. And the more they decide cases, the more they prove it. The justices themselves over 44 years can't agree on the basis for abortion. They can't agree on the standard to be applied to state laws. They had this self-appointed role as a National Abortion Control Board, but can't implement that coherently.
That's soundbite number two, Clark Forsythe, the Supreme Court as the National Abortion Control Board. If you'd like to vote for that one, for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-6943. Talkback at issuesetc.org is our in-studio email address. Our Twitter address, at IssuesETC, or vote at our Facebook fan page, Facebook.com/IssuesETC, Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Pastor Jonathan Fisk. We were talking about demographic winter, the inevitable fact that because, at least here in the West, we're having so few children, and you can't have more children retroactively, we are facing a real problem in terms of not overpopulation, but eventually severe underpopulation. The question is, will the church survive demographic winter?
We can't make more 20-year-olds right now. We can't make more 40-year-olds right now. We can only make more 0-year-olds. And you look at the numbers, say, for the Missouri Synod, where we're not doing any better. And so we have buildings closing, churches closing, schools closing already. If I wasn't a Christian, I'd be worried about the survival of the human species, but I am a Christian. And so because Jesus has risen from the dead, because he said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it, I know with confidence that the church will survive whatever comes through whatever culture it's in. It doesn't mean that the church will survive in that place. The way the church doesn't survive in a certain place is it lets go of his word. And this is one of those moments where we have to ask, are we going to hold on to this word of marriage? And we can't hold on to it saying no homosexuals and no kids either. Or we either are going to repent and believe that marriage has offspring as a part of it, or we're going to continue to say, I've done nothing wrong. And the problem with saying I've done nothing wrong is now I'm no longer confessing my sins. And so when I'm not confessing my sins, how am I receiving forgiveness? If the church is going to survive where it will survive, because it will survive, it will do so on the forgiveness of sins. Raise your children to seek that kind of a church. Raise your sons to be pastors of that kind of a church. And again, trust in what Jesus' promises are, not in our own ability to fix it.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor Jonathan Fisk. Will the church survive demographic winter? If you'd like that to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, give us a call and vote, 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943. Vote via email, talkback at issuesetc.org, via Twitter, at issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote. Here comes the fourth soundbite for your consideration. It comes from Dr. Anthony Esselin. He's written that great book called Out of the Ashes. We were talking to him about, well, basically the denigration of truth, and he had an example in the state of church music.
In our churches, why have we neglected hundreds and hundreds of years of heritage in our churches? What's up with that? Why do we sing garbage in these churches when you had pretty good poetry, sometimes great poetry, set to beautiful music in the native tongue, but in English also? They're theologically profound. The music is beautiful. The words are noble. There's quite a range of styles from chant to classical music to various folk melodies from different countries in Europe and the United States. We've had all of this. And it's gone. It's been replaced by twaddle, by stuff that is to that as a paint-by-numbers picture of Lassie is to, you know, a real painting. It doesn't even have to be a painting by Titian or Raphael or Michelangelo, but a real painting by somebody who knew how to paint. Instead, we have paint-by-numbers pictures of Jesus playing wiffle ball with the kids, and bad paint-by-number pictures at that. this is an example of a colossal cultural loss. Well, let's do something about it. Let's not put up with it anymore. Let's recover what we've lost there, what we've allowed to collect dust in the attic.
That's soundbite number four, Dr. Anthony Esalen, on the state of church music, what it says about the loss of truth as well. Those are the four soundbites. If you'd like any or each of them to be soundbite of the week, they will need your votes. You vote by giving us a call, and this break is a good time to call 1-877-623-6943. We are coming to you live this Friday, the 24th of February, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Talkback at issuesetc.org. A tweet at IssuesETC or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. 1-877-623-6943. It's time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. And we'll get to your votes right after the break. Celebrate the 500th anniversary of the Reformation with the new Martin Luther plush figure. It features the 16th century reformer holding the Bible and Luther's morning and evening prayers. Go to reformationgear.com, use the coupon code ISSUESETC, and 20% of your purchase will help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. ReformationGear.com, the new Martin Luther plush figure, ReformationGear.com, and enter the coupon code ISSUESETC.
LCMS Disaster Response provides guidance and assistance to congregations who seek to proclaim the gospel and show mercy in the wake of disasters. We can bring capacity to your congregation through on-site assessment, volunteer training and congregation preparedness, and through grants direct to your congregation. For more information, follow us on Facebook, keyword LCMS Disaster Response, or visit our website at lcms.org/disaster. That's lcms.org/disaster.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Jesus the Good Shepherd says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life." We invite you to join us as we listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd and follow him who gives us eternal life. Sunday worship services at 9 a.m., Sunday school and Bible class at 10:30, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Arnold, Missouri, on the web at goodshepherdarnold.org. That's goodshepherdarnold.org.
Matt Harrison, Chris Rosebro, Aaron Wolf, Peter Bender, Todd Peppercorn, and Terry Mattingly will be speaking at the 2017 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, June 9th and Saturday, June 10th in Collinsville, Illinois, about 15 miles east of St. Louis. Registration is $120. For more information, visit issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 9th and 10th in Collinsville, Illinois. issuesetc.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote.
I want to hear from you during the last few minutes of Issues Etc. this week. It's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week and your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. And I have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, notepad, and mouse pad that goes to the listener with the best vote. For Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, you vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at IssuesETC, or voting at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Will it be soundbite number one, Ashley McGuire, on why gender equality harms women? Soundbite number two, Clark Forsyth, on the Supreme Court as the National Abortion Control Board? Soundbite number three, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, answering the question, will the church survive demographic winter? Or soundbite number four, Dr. Anthony Esalen, on the state of church music? 1-877-623-6943. Talkback at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Let's go first to Michigan, where Viola is listening. Viola, welcome to Issues Etc.
Well, this is a hard decision here because all of them are so good. one issue I've been thinking about was the church music. We need to take an effort and be more vocal on that. But I think today I'll go with number three.
All right, so you are voting for Pastor Jonathan Fisk, Whether the Church Will Survive Demographic Winter. Viola, thank you very much, and thank you for listening there in Michigan. Tessie listens in Waterloo, Illinois. Hi, Tessie.
Hi. I also had trouble deciding, but I decided to go with the culture rather than the church this time, and so I'm going with number two, because I think your guest's example is an excellent example of how the Supreme Court is not exegeting the Constitution. They need to get back to what the Constitution says, and the context in which it was written, and what it meant, rather than deciding for themselves what they think it would like to say.
Well, Tessie, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Waterloo. Andy listens in Kirkwood, Missouri. Hi, Andy.
Well, I have to agree with the immediate previous caller, but I'm voting for number one for two reasons. First is simply the irony of the fact that in attempting to redefine gender roles favoring women, they have actually managed to create problems for women instead. And secondly, just the idea of redefining words ends up causing an enormous amount of confusion, enormous amount of double talk, and leads to the kinds of foolishness that we're seeing throughout the culture that was exemplified, for example, by the discussion on birth certificates, which you had just a little while ago.
Andy, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Kirkwood. Brian listens in Wisconsin. He's voting for soundbite number three. He says, Pastor Fisk reminded me that I need to repent of the fact that decades ago I bought into the cultural norm that it would be foolhardy to have more than two children rather than just trust God and graciously accept his gifts. David in Colorado is voting for Anthony Esselin. That's soundbite number four. He's the kind of guy that just brings out this old Lutheran grandpa to tears. He remembers and clearly articulates what we have lost and what I long for my grandchildren to regain. The scope of his vision and his plain words remind me of C.S. Lewis. The whole interview is wonderful. I delight in guys who took nonsense in the face, laugh, and set it straight. And what he says about church music is spot on. David, thanks for listening in Colorado. Melody is voting for soundbite number four as well. A classically trained church musician, I am so tired of people checking their brain at the door of the church concerning church music with the slop that is called Christian music. It's no wonder so many people are theologically weak. Thank you very much, Melody. That makes the winner this week, soundbite number four, Dr. Anthony Esselin, his thoughts on the state of church music.
In our churches, why have we neglected hundreds and hundreds of years of heritage in our churches? What's up with that? Why do we sing garbage in these churches when you had pretty good poetry, sometimes great poetry, set to beautiful music in the native tongue, but in English also? They're theologically profound. The music is beautiful. The words are noble. There's quite a range of styles from chant to classical music to various folk melodies from different countries in Europe and the United States. We've had all of this, and all it's gone. It's been replaced by twaddle, by stuff that is to that as a paint-by-numbers picture of Lassie is to, you know, a real painting. It doesn't even have to be a painting by Titian or Raphael or Michelangelo, but a real painting by somebody who knew how to paint. Instead, we have paint-by-numbers pictures of Jesus playing wiffle ball with the kids, and bad paint-by-number pictures at that. There's an example of a colossal cultural loss. Well, let's do something about it. Let's not put up with it anymore. Let's recover what we've lost there, what we've allowed to collect dust in the attic.
That's the winner, according to your votes of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, soundbite number four, Dr. Anthony Esselin, on the state of church music. The LPR bundle package goes to Brian in Wisconsin. You send us your shirt size and your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org. We'll send you the LPR bundle package. Thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Issues Etc. has been brought to you in part this week by the Master of Arts in Theology program at Concordia University, Irvine, California. Courses are taught online and at intensive on-campus sessions in the summer. Apologetics, Christian education leadership, and Reformation studies are some of the emphases offered. Find out more at cui.edu/theology. Next week, we'll be looking forward to the first Sunday in Lent with Dr. Carl Fikencher. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.